Yes, you're listening to Rap Fest. Whoa.
Yeah, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
Oh, all right, it's cool. Yeah, you're listening to.
Yes, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Okay, why did you press that?
It was by accident, man. I was in the middle of saying something.
Why did you press that?
No lies, it was by accident. I didn't mean
that.
That
wasn't needed.
Well, I didn't know you were about to say something. I'm sorry. Oh, goodness. Don't worry, we'll edit it out later. Don't worry, we'll edit it out.
Rap Fest Radio. Not too sure what we're doing, but, whatever.
All right, who let the cow out?
Yo, welcome to a special edition of Rap Fest Radio here. We are excited because today we're going to be celebrating a pre-release preview exclusive online release party online. Call it what you want. It's going to be off the chain. We have a UK artist who's releasing a CD called Return of the Sleeping Giant. It's got some banging tracks on it. And we wanted you guys to have a chance to preview it even before it hits the market. All right? All the way from the UK, we have him on the line already. Are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
How are you doing?
Amen. We're doing good. We're really excited for you. We're excited for the release of the new project. Why don't you let people know who you are? I'm saying we're excited for you. I haven't even told them who you are.
Okay, cool. So I'm Notaf. I've been doing this for quite a while now, but really I've been staying in the background. I've been letting the other members up. Let me break it down properly. I represent Sold Out Edutainment, and we are a ministry based out of the UK, focused on bringing a youth to a realization of Jesus Christ. The ministry expands into other things, but that's this the youth work and the music is where we started. And we're made up of, four rappers, two singers, four producers. So it's quite, it's a growing family.
Wow. Okay.
We started out in 2002. And we've just been growing ever since, and I praise God for that. I mean, for a long while I got to sit in the background. A year after we started, I got married. So
and much shout out to your beautiful wife.
Yeah. I've definitely got to shout out my wife Lynette and my two daughters Namia and Aaliyah. So they've been putting up with me while I've been working on this project.
not an easy task. A lot of time sacrificed. Yeah, that's not an easy task, man. Much love to all the spouses out there that support their spouses as they're doing their ministry, their work. And both sides, husbands to wives, wives to husbands, and, you know, always stick by their sides. You know, that's very important. We always speak about that here at Rap Fest Radio. So I want to jump right into my first question to you so the listeners could get a more a clearer picture of what this whole album is about. The title of the album is Return of the Sleeping Giant. Why don't you explain that to us?
Okay. So, like I said, I took a lot of time. I finished my first project in 2006, 2007, and I ended up shelving it. And in that time, I felt God was telling me to sit back and really get into the Word and develop myself and grow and focus on my first ministry, which is my family. So during that time, I did a lot of reading, a lot of praying, and I started to see a change, really. I started to notice a new generation of artists coming out. And it was a lot different from what I'd seen in the past. These were young guys, young girls, young men, young women with a serious passion for Christ and some serious skills in what they were doing. And that's not just musically. I'm talking about dancers, young pastors that are coming up as well. And you know, God just gave me a revelation that his church is waking up, and I believe the church is a giant. the body of Christ is huge, and I believe the body of Christ is waking up, and you know, it's stirring, it's being mobilized again. I believe we're going to see a lot of change. So that's where the title came from.
Oh, awesome. And as I was looking through the track listing and the credits, you know, since you sent them to me earlier, of course, to prepare for tonight, I was really impressed by the lineup that you have. It's not just a solo project, but you're featuring, naturally, some people from Sold Out Edutainment, and you're based in the UK. But I've also noticed you have a lot of artists from the US as well. And I want to play one of the first tracks already. It's called Never Failed Me. Produced by one of my boys, K-Drama, for Platinum Tips. And, you know, that's an exciting combination. As we all know, K-Drama is really at the top of his game as far as production. And he just released a full album of instrumentals, which is a blessing to all the DJs out there that have been asking for instrumentals. How did you connect with K-Drama?
You got to love the internet. That's what I'm going to say. I reached out to K-Drama. I mean, he's on my friends list on Facebook.
Okay.
And I reached out to him, and he sent me over a link to all these beats, and we just made it happen. I mean, there's actually a remix of this track coming that's going to be on the physical CD version. So it's not going to be on the download version.
Okay.
It's going to be on the physical CD version, which is a remix that features K-Drama and also Prodigal Son.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So this track is called Never Failed Me, and it's referencing what exactly? Is there a scripture that came to mind when you wrote this song, or a particular story or event in your life?
Okay, there's an event that comes to mind. So a few years ago, myself and my wife, we were going through some serious financial challenges, and I'm talking there were nights where we didn't know where we were going to get our next meal from. But in that situation, no matter what, God always came through. I mean, there was a time our car just conked out. We had no car, and you know, before I knew it, we had a new car, much better than the one we had before.
Amen.
And you know, God has never failed to provide for us. So that's where the track came from.
So here you go. This is your chance to do your most famous radio drop, introducing your own song, letting people know who you are, what song we're going to listen to here on Rap Fest Radio.
All right, cool. Yo, people, this is your boy Nataf. And right now we're going to listen to my lead single from my album, The Return of the Sleeping Giant. And it's called Never Failed Me, produced by K-Drama. Enjoy.
And you're going to hear that here on Rap Fest Radio, rapfestradio.com. Check it out. Here we go. Never Fail, Nataf. Stay on the line. Don't hang up, though. And here we go. Never Fail, produced by K-Drama from Return of the Sleeping Giant. Y'all going to have to get this one.
Yeah! K-Drama! You're crazy for this one, bro! Let's go get him!
God has never failed, God has never failed me.
My God has never failed me, he ain't about to fail me now. Every obstacle I face, see my God has broken down. I was lost but now I'm found, by his grace I'm still around. Money might be low, front of me might be slow, but my God still holds me down. I have searched the earth and found, ain't no other get the crown. Not Muhammad, Krishna, Buddha, only Jesus Christ is down. Go to the tombs, get the coons and the rules, and tell me if you find these bones. He says knock and it shall be open. See, my God has gone back home. I will worship Christ alone. I will bow before his throne. Like Isaiah's my desire. Here I am, I'm ready to go. Send me out into the fields and watch me gather up the lost. Fisherman, I'm fishermen and women back into the front. I've got worries daily, wife and baby, so there's mouth to feed. But my God has told me about the power of faith and I must succeed. He who loves his life will lose his life with nothing left to show. Okay. Give your life to Jesus Christ and gather fruits of what you sow.
God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me.
first step of faith. That's when I cleared my eyes and realized
God has never failed me.
Yeah, but I had to get my swag right, get my life from a start right. Pray season will arise to my knees in the night. He see my eyes and I trust for my life. Yeah, Jesus the way, the truth. Nobody else but you. My family could drop me, but I'm still secure in you. I'm staying close to you, like how man marking you. My feet are planted by the river, that is you. Nothing compares to that. Don't need no black to black. Cause I know when I need you, Jesus Christ, you got my back.
God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never failed, God has never failed me. God has never, God has never failed me.
I've been added to the long list of those with a testimony. God has never failed and our lives are testimony. Joshua and Caleb, Daniel in the lion's den, Moses at the Red Sea, I know people worried then. Look at how he came through, split the Red Sea in two. Moses must have turned around like, look what God could do. But God ain't stopped there, wilderness for 40 years, looking at the promised land. Moses must have said, and he ain't make it though. He's faith helped leaders grow. He's God ain't fail him then, and he won't ever fail me so. Who made the lane to walk? Who made the dumb to talk? Whose name has power over every living bird and squawk? Who gives your lungs its breath? Has power over death? Went to the tomb and came out 3 days later looking fresh. I know who gets the crown. Who's never let me down? Who takes a sinner and produces who is rapping now?
God has ever failed me. 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 God has ever failed me.
God has ever failed me.
God has ever failed me. God has ever failed me.
God has never failed me. You heard it. You know, it's awesome when you're able to share a testimony. By the way, if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Rap Fest Radio. This is a special edition of the show. We don't usually do a show at this time, but we have our man Nataf from the UK releasing his new CD called Return of the Sleeping Giant. And we just finished listening to one of the first tracks there called Never Failed Me, produced by K Drama. So, Mr. Nataf.
Yo.
Nice work there, brother. Great choice. I mean, I love the fact that you have different producers. And as I'm reading through the titles of these songs, I believe each song in its own is like telling a full story. And, you know, the next track that we're going to get into in a second is called Christian. And it features two other MCs or singers, VTC and Echo. So tell us about that. And the producer, who produced that next track that we're going to be listening to called Christian?
Right, so Christian was produced by my boy Law, stands for Learner of Righteous Education, and he was actually the second person that joined Sold Out. He was the first person that joined Sold Out after I started, and you know, I've known him since he was 3 years old.
Wow.
And you know, I've seen him grow, and he is a faithful servant of the Lord,
man.
And he's got a heart for Jesus, and he's a wonderful guy, wonderful MC, and you know, he's developing into a wonderful producer as well. So he blessed me with that track. VTC is, again, he joined just after Lord did, and that stands, well, it's got a double meaning. It's Viv the Christian. His name's Vivian.
Okay.
And also stands for Victory Through Christ.
Amen.
And Echo, she's the newest member to Sold Out. She's a singer and rapper. And Echo means, when she picked her name, she wanted something that didn't say anything about her. So she said she wanted to be an echo of Jesus Christ, and that's where the name came from. She just wanted to reflect Jesus all the time. So that's where her name came from. And basically what happened, we got together in the studio, and we just wanted to make an anthem, really. That was it. We wanted to make a track that was a declaration that we were Christians, and we weren't ashamed to say that we were Christians.
Amen.
And that's how this track came together.
Amen. That's awesome, man. It seems like your crew is sounds like a family that you have there, more than just a crew of MCs getting together. I mean, do you guys meet regularly?
We speak regularly. I speak to the guys nearly every day. You know, Echo Sam, she's in university at the moment, okay. So she's away from family. So we definitely make sure we get it in with her on a regular basis. Make sure she's all right. We're praying. Thursday nights we've actually put in a conference call, so we all get on the phone and fellowship together, get prayer requests, and just support each other through it. Definitely is a family. We've all known each other for a very long time. Awesome. And you know, one of the things we speak about when I speak to Law on a daily basis, we speak about you know, just accountability. Being responsible for each other, looking out for each other, more, not just the music. The music is secondary to our roles in supporting each other and discipling the newer people that come into Sold Out.
Right. Well, that's awesome, and accountability is definitely an important thing. The title Christian is more than just a title; it's a way of living. And we're going to play this track called Christian. Then we're going to come back. I want to find out more about yourself. Like, what church do you go to? Where you fellowship? What kind of ministries are you involved in outside of the music? And let people get to really know you a little bit more. Also, if you're listening to our voice and you want to join the chat room, go right to rapfestradio.com. Type in your name. Hit enter. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for anybody that you're listening to right now, just send them to us at rapfestinc@gmail.com. Or you could ask them right there in the chat room. And like I said, we're going to listen to this track. It's called Christian, featuring VTC and Echo, produced by Lore of Sold Out Edutainment. Got to say it right, Edutainment. right from the UK, Return of the Sleeping Giant. Keep it locked. You're listening to Rapfest Radio, rapfestradio.com, special edition.
Sam, eat with me.
Let's
the beat
go.
Knocks for me. It's all for God's glory. Let's go. Go.
We're
back again.
We're in the building.
Let's go get him, man.
This is crazy.
Here we go.
Young T. VTC.
Feels so beautiful,
Sam.
Man. Yes, sir. Talk to him. I'm one of them saved souls. Spitting the gospel. Not for the payroll. We're here to elevate the king. Yeah. Received the vaccine for thoughts and actions. Now I feed on his word. To me, it's cuisine. I'm awake, mate. And no, it ain't from caffeine. I've escaped the fate of those who ain't set free. Yeah. Sin was routine, but ways to obscene. Now I'm glad to say that through Christ I'm redeemed. Check your spiritual hygiene, covered in the blood that wipes sin. Who you trying to make yourself clean? You can't do it without Christ. It's all useless, like trying to chew meat when toothless. Huh? The good news is, a way out is possible. Let me break it down for you. It's clear in the text, he gave up his life for humanity's debt. Then rose on the third, cause he's stronger than death. Jesus. Chosen, the truth was revealed to me. Born a slave, now through grace I'm free. Renewed within, hope you can see that there's been a change in me. I'm a Christian man. Wrath or love, serpent or dove, life's choices. Causing the angels above to rejoice. This, the narrow road that I'm walking on. Through faith we will overcome.
From my head to mouth. To paper, my God-given talents converge to bless my maker. This here ain't no stagnant pond or lake. Nope. It's an ocean full of praise that's guaranteed to shake. Somebody heard my first rhymes and my flow was happy clappy. Blah, blah. Ain't hard body, but at least I ain't on road happy slapping. Could be running with a crew, but nah, I'd rather be rapping. Yep. Repping the Lord Jesus, do anything else, I'm slacking. Is this, I'm a Christian thing for popularity. Doing my bit for charity, keeping up with my family better. indulge in my vanity or hoping that a nice Christian boy will come and marry me.
Nah,
I stated candidly, boldly and unashamedly.
Uh-huh.
God gave his only son, sacrificed him on Calvary. Snatched me from the devil's hand, from sin and death, pardon me. I represent Jesus Christ, love him because he first loved
chosen
me.
Chosen, the truth was revealed to me. Born a slave, now through grace I'm free. Renewed within, hope you can see that there's been a change in me. I'm a Christian man, rare for love. Circle of dove, life's choices, causing the angels above to rejoice. The narrow road that I'm walking on, through faith you will overcome.
28 years, 11 for 11, I've been spitting about the King who's been risen, sitting at the right hand of the Father. I've been watching the blood clean up, and now I'm on the path that is narrow. Some man's may watch face, but his eyes on the sparrow. Listen,
listen,
I was lost, confused, my head was really messed up. Delved deep into his word, eased up, then I got blessed up. I've got to fess up, seen life ain't worth living. Let you spiritually breathing, giving meaning to the feeling, to be spiritually fiending. My dudes are still weaning, I'm on solid now. By grace I've been saved, better drop a bow. Pick up your cross, ups, get jump run.
Come follow him, he is life's soul.
Death could only borrow him,
he is the way to God. No one else but him,
he is Jesus Christ.
That's why I follow him. Chosen, the truth was revealed to me. Born a slave, now through grace I'm free. Renewed within, hope you can see that there's been a change in me. I'm a Christian man, rare for love. Serpent or dove, life's choices, causing the angels above to rejoice. The narrow road that I'm walking on, through faith we will overcome.
Listening to Rap Fest Radio on rapfestradio.com, and you are sitting through a pre-release listening party of Return of the Sleeping Giant by Natav from the UK. You just finished listening to a song called Christian featuring VTC and Echo. And just a quick note, this is a pre-release version of the album as well. There's still some more mastering and stuff that's going through at the moment as we speak. And I mean, I love the flow, Natav. I love the female. Who's the first female MC on that track?
So the order of the artist, VTC opens it up.
Okay.
Then Echo, she does the second verse, and I do the third.
Okay. I just have to give props to Echo because when she came in, her voice, the authority in there is like Oh yeah, I loved it. And of course, you know, we're from New York, so the accent always takes us like, yo, that's cool. You know, but that's some really good stuff. So Christian, we were speaking a little bit about accountability. What church do you fellowship at in the UK?
Okay, so I fellowship at the Christian Center in Nottingham, but the rest of the guys fellowship at Stockwell Baptist Church, which is the church I grew up in. So really that's my main home. That's where I got married. I stay in close contact with a pastor from Stockwell. He still mentors me and the rest of the guys. So that's really my main home.
That's awesome. And when we speak about accountability, you know, nowadays we know it more than ever before how important that is. There's always that one person you could call at any given moment and say, you know, yo, I'm going through this. I need your help right now. And who is that for you?
My wife.
Awesome.
To be honest, the person that I definitely tell everything to and take things to first definitely is my wife. She is definitely my support, and she's my backbone really. So the person I definitely put on my own first on the list is my wife, and then I would say it's Law.
Okay.
Just because of the, I guess, where he is in life. He's definitely going through a stage of life that I've been through, because I mean, he's just been married a year now, so he's experiencing some of the things I've already experienced. So he understands if I bring something up, he'll know what I mean, because he's probably experienced it now.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome, man, because we definitely need someone that we could always turn to and speak to. You know, they become our lifeline, basically. You know, when we need, you have to watch that show where you need to ask this question and you really can't figure it out. It's like, I want to go to my lifeline, and who are you going to call? You got to call that one person that you depend on so much. And the next track that I want to listen to, it's called Lifeline featuring Echo. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that one?
Okay, this is actually a special track for me, because it's not something that I planned to write. When I was actually struggling to write to the track, and I think I was in the office at the time. I was in the office, and I finished reading some scripture. I can't remember exactly which scripture it was, but God just really laid it on my heart to talk about to take the story of two people, and just put that into a song, and I definitely believe that this song was inspired for someone, and I really pray that it gets into the hands of the person the people it was written for. I've a few people that have already heard the song told me that they, you know, that they were touched by it, and I give all glory to God for that, because like I said, it's not something that I typically would have written.
So what situation do you think, you know, how could I ask this question? Someone that's going through what situation do you think would benefit from this track?
Okay, so the first verse actually talks about a young girl who is seeking her identity in her peers and the things around her. So in the material world. So, she goes to church, she knows how to play the part of a Christian, but she hasn't really had that encounter with Jesus Christ. So that's where that first verse comes from. And my second verse talks about a guy who no father figure around, never really taught how to be a man.
Okay.
So he's got it twisted. He's got it confused. He thinks loving someone is defined by the physical act, and not, you know, doesn't know about how Christ loved the church and being able to love a woman in that same way.
That's awesome. I mean, these are the kind of topics that we should be addressing, because we bring this music out, you know, how we always say this is for the streets, this is for those that are struggling, but we never really put any music out for them. So this, you know, this so far is showing that, you know, the first never failed me. It's a testimony saying, yes, I've been through this, I've struggled, but God was always there for me, regardless of how messed up I was or how bad I thought the situation was. God sees it differently, and there's always a way out. Christian is a great testimony and anthem for our lives. Let people know you are a Christian. There's no need to be ashamed. There's nothing. It's not like you're saying you have three legs. You know, this is a true life that we live. We depend on God for everything. So yeah, I am a Christian, and we should go out to the streets boldly and wherever we go, proclaiming that we are a Christian. And Lifeline, again, I mean, what better lifeline than God? You know,
yeah,
he is the way out. You know, he is the way out. I mean, it's not even a way out, but he is the way. And that's the most important thing. And when we learn to realize that Jesus is the lifeline, we'll know to turn to him every time we need him. And guess what? We don't need five or six different lifelines, because once you go to him, that's it. You get the answer you need.
Exactly.
We may not always want the answer he gives, but we'll always get the answer we need.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Have to agree with that.
Awesome. And so this track is called Lifeline featuring Echo, produced by
Find me.
So you do production and you rap. What else do you do? Do you sing? Do you tap dance?
My daughter tap dances. I actually did used to sing. I'm trying to get back into it. I'm probably going to try and hook up with a vocal coach and try and get myself back into the singing. But that may not be until the third installment of this series.
Okay. No, that's cool. So this track, again, Lifeline, produced by Nata featuring Echo. And if you want to get in touch with Sold Out Edutainment, you can contact them at info@soldoutedu.org.uk. I know it sounds like a lot of letters, but listen again. soldoutedu.org.uk. So that's info@soldoutedu.org.uk. And you can get any information you need from there. And for bookings, etc., you could also contact nataphmusic@gmail.com. That's nataphmusic@gmail.com. And you could definitely get them out there into your venue. They're from the UK, but I understand, you know, it's a worldwide ministry. So you got to be prepared to go wherever you're called to go to, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Amen. All right, let's jump right into this track called Lifeline. You're listening to a special edition of Rap Fest Radio on rapfestradio.com. Keep it locked.
Young, enticed by money. Honey had a game plan, but the game's kinda funny. Funny how you never planned to be in certain situations, but your lack of education got you up in fornication. Mama taught you always got to keep the smarts about ya. Papa said don't ever let them turn a trick out ya. All these nuggets they was dropping don't amount to real lessons. Learning life from your peers and after school sessions. You was taken to church, but never raised in the church. How you supposed to know your worth when you've been blinded from your birth? You were created and perfected as a gift for one man. One man and one woman for life was God's plan, but this world has been deceived by the man-made media. Lies and fallacies are displayed in the cinemas. You're a product of society, a fish in a bowl. Here's a lifeline, take a hold of the rope.
What goes around comes around, that's what they say. Be sure you don't gamble your life away. Keep your head up, step up, don't ever get paid. After this advice, are you really okay? Struggling to cope as you slide down the slope. Find a nice wave and your belly afloat. God's reaching his hand out, get into the boat. Here's your lifeline, take hold of the rope.
Sometimes it feels like you're in limbo when you're straddling the border. Trying to move on up, but your sin is making it awkward. And it's surprising how hard it is to move forward when you're pulling yourself back with anxieties about your shortfalls. Your human imperfections are leaving you kind of lawless. Constantly coming up rough when you're trying to get down the flawless. You press to attain never elusive perfection. You're impatient, that's your main aggravation. You'd have bleh, sings all over the place, but you're stressed. Sing all up in your face. And okay, the whole world's quite a heavy weight when you're only letting me, myself, and I take it. Say you want something done, you gotta do it yourself. But let Jesus share the burden, he's the greatest help. You're a product of society, a fish in a bowl. But here's your lifeline, take hold of the rope.
What goes around comes around, that's what they say. Be sure you don't gamble your life away. Keep your head up, step up, don't ever get paid. After this advice, are you really okay? Struggling to cope as you slide down the slope. Fighting life waves and your belly afloat. God's reaching his hand out, get into the boat. Here's your lifeline, take hold of the rope.
Little boy, trying hard to be a man. Never taught to show emotion, so you do it with your hands. You confuse what you do in the bed for love. You misuse and abuse, guess it hurts your drug. If you could only see her through the father's eyes, you would never raise your hands to make your wifey cry. You would cherish and would honor and protect with your life. The good thing that you found when you got you a wife. Paul tells us we should love him like Christ loves the church. You can see how much he loves us, he protects us from dirt. Love is caring, love is patient, I know love is kind. I can also understand why something love is blind. You never seen it, so you think it's just done in the sheets. That's the lesson you've been taught by your boys in the streets. You're a product of society, a fish in a bowl. Here's your lifeline, take a hold of the rope.
What goes around comes around, that's what they say. Be sure you don't gamble your life away. Keep your head up, step up, don't ever get paid. After this advice, are you really okay? Struggling to cope as you slide down the slope. Fighting life waves and your belly afloat. God's reaching his hand out, get into the boat. Here's your lifeline, take hold of the rope.
Yeah, right there is Lifeline featuring Echo, produced by Natai from Return of the Sleeping Giant. The CD that will be available. Hey, did we get a release date? People are going to be asking, when is this stuff available? Natai, when is this CD available?
So the CD will be available November 30th. And I think it will be exclusively available on Holy Culture Download for a time period.
Okay.
And then it will be available on all online retailers, all download sites.
Okay, so for those people that are listening and don't know Holy Culture Download, basically you can go to holyculture.net. They have a store there. Just click on Holy Culture Download or go to, what is it, holyculturedownload.com.
Yeah.
And you can enter the store there and purchase the product, specifically the Return of the Sleeping Giant by Natai, which will be available November 30th. So you definitely want to come out and check it. It's a great gift for the holidays. You got time to purchase it, you know, wrap it up nicely and, you know, download it and put it on your son or your daughter's iPod, you know, after you buy it, of course. No bootlegging. and yeah, it's a great gift. Return of the Sleeping Giant. I love the artwork. Who did the artwork for the cover?
Right. It's a small company in the UK called Cause Media. It's a Christian company, family friend, and you know, he's a design student, and that's what he wants to do once he finishes his degree. And I just thought it beautiful to support him from now and you know, just help him get started. And I mean, the artwork is blazing. I love what he's done.
Awesome. Yeah, it's got that nice warrior, I'm here taking over type look, you know?
Yeah.
Which is good, man. It's always appreciated to see new artists and new ministries coming up. So, like I said before, your product is not just a UK-based product. You have artists from out of the US as well. And there's another track that's on there produced by another one of my boys, Mr. Tony Stone. Let me tell you, Tony Stone is a beast when it comes to music.
Definitely.
You know, he does not hold back. I watch his videos all the time when he's making beats, and I'm always amazed at what he comes up with in such short time. I mean, he's doing it right there live for the camera, and it's amazing. And he's an inspiration to many people. I've told him several times. He blessed us on Rapfest Presence with some music. It's incredible. So how did you hook up with Tony Stone? And tell us a little bit about this next track that we're going to be playing called No Longer the Same.
Cool. Okay. So I reached out to Tony Stone. We hooked up on Facebook. I reached out to him. And what I love about Tony Stone is he just didn't look at it as a business opportunity and just say, yeah, sure, I'll produce for you here, just hit me with some funds. It was more, he got to know me, my ministry, what Sold Out was about. I mean, we had an email conversation going over about a week or so before we even talked about the music.
Wow, great.
So we got to know each other, and yeah, he's a wonderful guy. And even when it came down to it, I told him what I was working with. I told him what my budget was, and you know, he hooked me up with something that was right in my price range, and we made it happen. And you know, I'm looking forward to working with him on the next project as well. Definitely someone I'll be working with a lot more and a lot closer.
Amen. Yeah, Tony Stone is somebody that I think everybody wants to work with, you know, because he's so good. He produced that one track, That Was Then, This Is Now, that Brother E used for Rapfest Presence Volume 2. And I had the privilege of recording Brother E as he, you know, did his lyrics. And I'm listening to the beat. I have all the tracks laid out. I say, yo, this is crazy. You know,
yeah.
This guy's crazy. And let me ask you a side question. Maybe it's not a side question. It's part of this whole thing. Were you intimidated as a producer in any way whatsoever, having someone like Tony Stone and K-Drama producing on on your CD, you know, knowing that you're also producing?
Not at all. Not
good.
At all.
Good. That's good. No, that's a good feeling because you feel comfortable with them.
Yeah, I would. To be honest, I was inspired. Awesome. I've tried to define my own sound. For me, I love that whole crunk sound, but I'm from the UK, so I had to put a UK twist and a UK flavor to it. So, I mean, I've defined my style of production as U-crunk.
You heard it UK here first, U-crunk.
So for me, it was nice because I got that authentic U.S. sound as well that I fell in love with. So I didn't feel intimidated because I wanted an eclectic album, and my style of production is different from Law's style of production, which is different from Tony Stone, and is different from K-Drama. So it just works well together, and it's a beautiful thing. I'm here to support anyone's ministry. If you're doing this with Jesus and you love the Lord and, you know, you're working hard at what you're doing, I'm here to support, and I love those guys because that's the same heart that they have.
Amen. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And I love the vibe of the CD. Like I said, I've said it several times, the fact that you're using different artists. Many times somebody comes out and they just use their own people and you don't really know who they are. And you're sitting back and like, okay, let's take a listen and see what it's like. But when you're getting a project that has a Tony Stone track and a K-Drama track, and we're going to have some other featurings, which we'll mention in a few minutes, you know, it gets you a little more excited even before listening to the first track, because you know more or less what you're getting already in the package. Not that you're pulling in names to make it big, but it's just that those are the people that you chose to work with, and it's a great combination, a great variety. So No Longer the Same, what's that track about?
Okay, so No Longer the Same is actually the track that opens up the album. It's and it basically talks about a man's walk. I've tried to make it a bit generic. I mean, there are parts of it that are specific to me, but I've also tried to make it applicable to a lot of men in their walk. Hmm. You know, the first verse talks about the temptation of lust, and you know, we live in a world now where people's moral standards are just so low, and you know, women don't care whether a guy is married or not. They, you know, he's still fair game to them.
Right.
And so, you know, there's temptation all around us. And No Longer the Same just basically talks about, you know, yeah, in the past I may have been tempted to go down that way, but I'm a new man. I'm a new creation. I'm bought by the Christ. So
amen.
I'm not going to walk that way. I'm going to walk this way. And this is how I get my strength.
Amen. So let's go right into this track. It's called No Longer the Same by Natav from the Return of the Sleeping Giant CD that's due out November 30th, exclusively first at holyculturedownload.com. Then it'll be available everywhere else shortly after. This track is produced by Tony Stone. It's the number one, well, it's track number one. I was going to say the number one song on the CD. It's track number one on the CD when you get it, called No Longer the Same. Keep it locked. You're listening to a special edition of Rap Fest Radio, pre-release online listening party extravaganza banging sound. I'm trying to make up some words here, okay? Return of the Sleeping Giant. Here we go. No Longer the Same, produced by Tony Stone featuring Natav.
Christ, mind right, he paid a price for my life. No thinking it twice at the roll of the dice. Rolled six, move quick, switch lanes, now I'm nice. I'm nice, it don't mean that I'm right. Still struggle with the things of this life. If it ain't big rims or a whip, trip nice. It's the lust for the girls and the skirts real tight. Real talk,
real talk.
I'm having daily discussions. My flesh tells me he's the one I should trust in. My mind tells me that my sin's not a problem. Turning up the volume when the spirit is calling. So, I turn to Ephesians 1, where I'm told I'm an adopted son, predestined and called before all creation, redeemed by the blood of the Son, my Savior. Look, I ain't new to the game, being schooled to the game was true to the game, but I'm no longer the same, being bought by the Christ, now I'm called by
same, being bought by the Christ, now I'm bought by his name.
No longer the same,
no problem, if I read and I pray,
no problem.
Introduce a delay to my day, obstacles in my way, that's the time when I stray.
Real problem,
I find myself steady giving in, temptation reeling a brethren. My actions and my words start differing. Speak Christian, but I live like a sinner man, and I ain't no beginner man. Been safe for more than a minute, fam. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Gotta go to the scripts and seek. So I turn to Ephesians 2, where I'm told it's by grace I'm renewed. It's by faith and not the works of my hand. It's a gift from God, so on him I stand. Look, I ain't new to the game. Being schooled to the game was true to the game. But I'm no longer the same. Being bought by the Christ, now I'm called by his name. I ain't new to the game. Being schooled to the game was true to the game. But I'm no longer the same, being bought by the Christ, now I'm bought by his name. Read, pray, meditate, stick to the scripts, you'll be okay. Trust in the Lord and walk his way. Say no to the flesh, don't be its slave, cause the enemy is out to destroy. Be wise to the tricks and the ploys he employs. Grims for the boys, bling for the girls. Say bye to your soul and hi to the world.
Hi.
I'd rather rewind my time, spend time trying to get it in. Sit with the God who is Lord over everything. No joke, he spoke, everything starts flourishing. No joke, he spoke and the tree went withering. So when my sin starts slivering, my flesh starts prickling, my mind starts wriggling, I'll seek his provision and play my position and keep on screaming it. Look, I ain't new to the game, being schooled to the game was true to the game. But I'm no longer the same, being bought by the Christ, now I'm called by his name. I ain't new to the game, being schooled to the game was true to the game. But I'm no longer the same, being bought by the Christ, now I'm called by his name.
Wow, no longer the same. Let me tell you something, man. Tony Stone, he really rocked on that track as well, man. It's even different for him. You know, it's like he went with your vibe completely on this track. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, this was actually a beat that Tony had already produced.
Wow.
And so I was going through a selection of stuff that he had, and as soon as I heard this, it just jumped out at me. And I think he put out a general link, and I think within 2 minutes of him putting it out, I dropped him an email and said, "You got to take that one off the list.
Take it off. It's mine." No, that's awesome, man. I like the vibe. It's got like this, I don't know, this European type something going on there, but it keeps you jumping, and the lyrics are tight. You know, the content. I'm a content type of dude. You could give me a crunk song. You could give me a salsa, reggaeton, merengue, ska, rock song, whatever. The content is what wins me over. You know, because as a musician, my variety, my selection, my musical preference is so diverse that I can't be locked in and just say I'm a hip-hop head and that's it. Or, you know, I just like jazz. I like the jazz, all styles. Content is what makes me happy. And so far, I'm hearing a lot of serious topics being brought out here on your project, which really which really helps me love that the fact that I know I'm confident that if I give it to the kids in the youth group or group, kids in the group home, kids in the street, or kids in the church, there's something in there for everybody. You know, it's not
what praise God. That was the plan. I mean, the reason when we started out, Sold Out was actually called Sold Out Entertainment. And we sat together and we said, well, we're not trying to entertain people, we're trying to educate people. And that's why we ended up changing the name to Sold Out Edutainment, because we believe our music is, it's more about the lyrical content. We're not just making the music for the sake of making the music. You know, we're looking for our music to give us an inroad to talk to these kids about Jesus and to introduce them to Jesus Christ. So the lyrics are important, and we want to tackle real issues. We want to talk about things that some people may be afraid to talk about.
Right. And it's important because people aren't talking about these things. And now, I'm looking through the track listing and I'm getting all excited. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for this project to drop and people to hear it, you know, to see what their feedback is. You know, the next track that we're going to play called Cypher Reverence. when I look at it, Carl Nova, Echo, VTC, Seda, and Braille all on the same track. I mean, that's crazy. You know, it's a crazy combination. That definitely sounds like a track that Ratfest Radio will be playing all the time without me even hearing it. You know, just with the lineup alone says a lot to me. So tell us a little bit about the Cypher reference track real quick, so we could jump in and play it, because I just want to see, you know, people's reactions to something like this.
Okay, cool. So Cypher reference is me going back to what I love, and that's just guy a bunch of MCs just going back to back, and that's what this track is. But we put a twist on it, and when I put the call out, you know, I sent a shout out to a lot of MCs, and the plan was, I need you to jump on a track and, you know, talk about reverence in the Lord. You've got two options: reverence the Lord there and there on the track, or speak about what it feels like to reverence the Lord, and or having reverential fear of the Lord, knowing that he is a holy and awesome God, that you know, and just go for it on the track, and let's see how it comes together. And it was just amazing to, you know, to get Braille and to get Seda on the track.
You're speechless.
I am speechless. I mean, we've been talking about a video, a concept for a video for this, and you know, I'm excited about the concept for the video. It's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be self-shot by each individual. You know, people take your own little handy cam or whatever, get someone to film. Say to get someone to film him in his neighborhood, and we're gonna basically just jump from city to city across from the UK to the US.
That's nice. That sounds like a plan. That sounds exciting as well. So here we go. Cypher reference, featuring Carl Nova, Echo, VTC, Seda, Braille, and of course Natav. This is from Return of the Sleeping Giant, releasing November 30th. Y'all got to get this. He's in the UK, but the internet is worldwide. That's the good thing about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
As always, access. Here we go. Let's jump right into this track, and then we're gonna come back. We have one more track before we end the night, with the release online of Return of the Sleeping Giant. This track, again, Cypher Reverence, produced by Lore, L-O-R-E, for Sold Out Edutainment. Here we go.
The most benevolent, I give you reverence. You are so excellent. Yes, your son was heaven sent, heaven's main resident. In your presence, everything else is irrelevant. When you take preeminence, then I find my social strength. I'm in awe of your awesomeness. All your ways are flawless. I fell to the floor when I saw this in worship. You wanna spread out the universe in a similar way that I am speaking this verse. You rhyme time and freestyle creation. You did it a cappella without crowd participation. Then into time and space, you made an invasion. The world became flesh to bring our salvation. The fullness of your glory was encased in a body of flesh like mine, so amazing. You rose up from the grave you were placed in. In one act, you slayed death and slayed sin.
Just keep me laced up so I can keep this race up. Jesus, you set the pace up so I can follow you. I can run it all day. When Christ is leading my way, I can do all things. When he's strengthening me, your love is overwhelming. Your power will never end. Your humbling is your presence. I'm stumbling without your guidance. Need to be with you, Lord, I melt in your peace. All I wanna do forever is sit at your feet. Makes me wanna dance like David till my feet get flawed. See me shock out, drop a hot skank for the Lord. The song in my heart rises like an eagle, let it soar. Lift my voice to the heavens with a sacred chord. And I accept what works for you may not work for me. You get lifted off a joint or a couple of ease. Some get their highs from music or poetry. But to put it bluntly, my blood.
Take your time while you worship him. Who else can spark life, keep night, bring life like the sovereign king? None can compare to him. I'm a servant to his purpose. I get joy when I worship him. Ramp up your numbers, multiply by 10 times infinity. You're still just some dust to him. Can you get the picture? He's the beginning and the end. He's at the center of the picture. Slain but was risen, the king of the living. Is the war that is living, let him wash through your system. Biddy gets money, I get the bread of life. All the money in this world just couldn't buy a flight. You can buy out your sins in the physical, not in the spiritual. Salvation can only be described as a miracle. Gift from Christ to you, but you remain in denial. Just like when Neo met the Oracle. I'm unplugged from the matrix, believe without seeing. I'm plugged into the matrix. Yahweh is amazing, no other God is the one, no compromise. I say the blatant. Choose you this day, the God that you serve. Choose you this day, which scriptures you observe.
Yeah.
Patience is a virtue for those with a lot of time. Life is but a breath, you can snuff it while I drop my line.
All struck by the one who gave much, the beast crushed. Jesus frees us from the enemy's clutches. Plus this love that he gives us is so much. I must give the praise up, he's righteous. Life touched by the Most High. Elyon, our reborn, plus transformed to flame on. I'm name calling Yahweh, the I Am, God of Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. Lord of creation, amazing. He got the same things, never changing. Elohim, the most preeminent king, existed before everything. The truth is, he's sovereign. My rap offering is not payment, but praises. And it's all for him, cause his grace is amazing. The God of the new covenant was crushed on the cross to pay the cost for sin.
It's Brooklyn in the house, without a doubt, but I do it for JC. Say the man is crazy. Catch me in the hood like a lunatic, maybe. Just a little loony and schooling you to the way we live, cause we back in that verse that be the craziest. John 3:16, I'll show you what amazing is. John 1:1, man, let me show you who my savior is. Alpha Omega, the everlasting, who can reign like this. Don't ever try to punk my God like you was Kutcher. You end up like the prophets of Baal, they met the butcher. Goliath said he was the best pound for pound. Till a boy with a stone laid that punk down. You can front if you wanna get burned like Fuego, or let go and let her change your form like Lego. I scream the name of Jesus daily like it. Eso muchacho, tu eres loco, I won't stop till he says
so. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't stay in the gym, so my limbs are weak, I gotta work it. The Lord raised me up for one purpose, to proclaim his name to all the earthlings. Show his power when I devour. Don't get fresh beef, gotta pump it up louder. Pull up your trousers, put away the childish things. This here's the hottest thing, purified by the refiner's fire. Creation designer, messiah, none higher. Sire, Nara, to all the idols. Braille with the rhyme recital. Full crate of vinyl, cause the DJ is vital to keep the show live, but that's just a side note. Thorns in the side, we were born to die, but by the grace of God, yo, our souls will fly.
I was born for his service, he's worthy of worship. No longer lip service, got his grace and his mercy. Now I live for his purpose, he filled me with purpose. He purposed for me to be working. The mic stand corrected, no longer rejected. The chief cornerstone is the one once rejected. Selected for death by the Pharisees and scribes, not realizing that was why he was alive. He's wonderful and merciful, timeless and matchless. No jewel on this earth can stand up to his brightness. Who else you know that was nailed and crucified? Got up 3 days later, showed himself still alive. His wisdom existed before all existed. A word from his mouth put all things in existence. The earth in rotation, the stars in the system in the galaxy and us in between. There ain't no other around there who could do it like my father. Why bubble with another who was clearly an imposter? Stand on your corner, use my life as my soapbox. I'm grown up now, so no longer get cloaked up. I broke up with the world and all she promises. She can seek me, but I remain anonymous. My God's autonomous, Optimus Prime, he's the all spark. Look how he dishes out life. Open up the eyes, made a blind man see. Loosed up the tongue and made a dumb man speak. Legion had to battle when it came into his presence. Son of man, Yahweh, spirit, I give you reverence. Come get the lesson, what the bar says to fight. Each line of mine says Jesus is alive.
Yo,
yeah, man, that was
that was Cypher Reverence.
Yeah, that's some good stuff there, man. Representing from everywhere, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait for the video now. You know, it's gonna be interesting.
The video is gonna be, it's gonna be out of this world. I mean, the first video we're actually shooting is Never Failed Me.
Oh, okay.
That's the first one we're shooting. But the beautiful thing about the concept for Cypher Reverence is it's each person's gonna shoot their own part.
Right.
So that can be happening as we're working towards shooting Never Failed Me, because I really want it to be that, to be raw and gritty, and not, I don't want it to be one of those extra polished videos. I want it to just be really
the underground,
like someone was standing, yeah, like someone was standing in the middle of the cypher just spinning the camera around to each person.
Nice, very nice. That's exciting, man. That's exciting. Well, yo, I gotta tell you, man. So far from what I heard, I'm looking forward to the final release. You know, when you, the second round of mastering, like you said, is done and packaged, and you know, and see where this all goes. Where this all goes, man. It's time for the UK to represent. I mean, much love to all the UK rappers out there. Keep doing it big. You know, we're looking forward to more music out of the UK and more connections like this, where UK artists and US artists combine. It's happening from different countries as well, so that's awesome. I want to do one more track before we end, and after this track is finished, we're done. Like, after we finish introducing this track, we're done. We're gonna let people hear the track. So I want to give you a second to just tell us a little bit about this last track we're gonna hear, called I Am Wisdom, and you know, who produced it, what is it about, what does it entail. And then also, before the track plays, you can let people know information on how they could get in contact with you, how they can purchase the CD, when they can purchase it, and basically, like, say, you know, okay, peace, yo, I'm out. Listen to this track.
Okay, so cool. So I Am Wisdom. This is actually my oldest daughter, Namia. This is her favorite song. You'll catch her in her car seat, nodding her head along and screaming out, I Am Wisdom. So big shout out to her. She's been better at the moment. But I produced this song. This is actually the focal song for this album. So Return of the Sleeping Giant is the first in a three-part series, which will be released 2009, 2010, and 2011. So This is the first installment in that three-part series. The series is called Words of Wisdom,
okay,
and focuses on proverbs. So there's a focal track on each album, which would take 10 chapters of proverbs and basically dissect them and give them to you in a song. So I Am Wisdom takes proverbs 1 to 10 and just puts my interpretation of it into a song. And that's basically what it is. The first 10 chapters of Proverbs are really an introduction to wisdom. So that's what this song is. It's wisdom introducing itself to you.
Amen.
In terms of getting in touch with Sold Out, so as you've mentioned, Bert, they can, if you want general information about Sold Out Edutainment, just hit us up on info@soldoutedu.org.uk. So that's info@soldoutedu.org.uk. If you want to find out more information about NOTAF, bookings, anything like that, get at me at notafmusic@gmail.com. That's NATAPH music@gmail.com. If you've got a BlackBerry, send me an email and I'll send you my BlackBerry pin. You can hit me up on BlackBerry Messenger.
Well, you're gonna have like 5,000 contacts on your BlackBerry pin.
I know.
You're like, who's this?
Sold Out Edutainment has got a BlackBerry Messenger as well. So there's a BlackBerry Messenger for the ministry as well. So if you want to connect to Sold Out Edutainment via BlackBerry as well, you can get updates via BlackBerry Messenger. So yeah, those are the main ways to contact me. The album is out November 30th. It will be exclusively available at Holy Culture for probably for about a week, 2 weeks. Okay. And then it will be available iTunes, Napster, Rhapsody, everywhere you can think of that awesome. Does digital retail.
Awesome.
And I think that is about it.
Well, it sounds awesome, man. We were blessed to have you on the air tonight. To listen to your music. I thank you for choosing Rapfest Radio to release these songs to the public for them to hear it, allowing us to put this on a podcast later for others to download and get a preview of the album and see what it's like. I don't know what else to tell you except, you know, I wish you the best. I'm not going to say the best of luck, but the best of success in breaking through the hearts of those that are in need of hearing these words.
Praise God. And you know, before I go, I've really got to say a big, massive thank you to you, Bert, and Rapfest for your support, you know, in the run-up to this, well, throughout this project. You know, I look forward to working closely with you over the years and maintaining a friendship and you know, hopefully seeing you at Rapfest 2010. So
yeah, baby.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm really excited, and I'm really, really grateful for all that you've done. And I think what you do at Rapfest is amazing. You support so many ministries, and you know, I praise God for what He's doing with your ministry, because I know it's touching a lot of people.
Amen. Thank you. And we you know, when we say we do it because we love to, it's not a cliche and it's not a catchphrase that we have printed on the screen here to remember to say. We do it because we love to. We love to see ministries progress. We love to see new ministries start up and get big. We like to see big ministries get bigger and bigger ministries get even bigger and still stay connected with everybody. You know, that's the key, because many times you get too elevated and you forget about those that were below you, or, you know, below you, not saying you're less than, but just that they didn't get to the certain level. You know what I'm saying? Like, we like to work with everybody. We want to reach everybody, and we stay in contact with everybody. And we pray that everybody continues to, you know, to keep us in prayer as well, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But, you know, our goal is that everybody have a platform to preach the gospel, and if it's through hip hop, if we can offer that opportunity, we'll do it.
Right.
Amen. So definitely we're gonna jump into this last track. Nataf, I want to thank you so much again for, you know, it's late night for you, it's still a little bit early for me, and you know, but this is important. It's important. I think more artists need to do this and let people hear their heart behind their music even before it comes out, so they can really, really, you know, get in tune with it. So I'm going to leave everybody with this last track called I Am Wisdom, produced by Nataf. This is from the CD Return of the Sleeping Giant, which will be available November 30th on holyculturedownload.com exclusively for about a week or so, then available everywhere after that. If you want any more information for Nataf, just go to soldoutedu.org.uk. That's soldoutedu.org.uk. Or you can email Nataf at info@soldoutedu.org.uk or natafmusic@gmail.com for whatever questions and information you want from them. Again, thank you so much. And all those people that were listening today, we thank you for tuning in. And those that are listening to this on the podcast, please hit Nataf up as soon as possible. Let him know what you think of the music, so he could get, you know, feedback, and we could continue building and growing in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Nataf, thanks so much. God bless. I'm going to leave the people listening to this I Am Wisdom, and I am out.
Okay. Speak to you soon. Take care.
All right. Peace. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
All right, Rapfest Radio, here we go. This is the last track we're going to be listening to tonight by Nataf. It's called I Am Wisdom from the upcoming album Return of the Sleeping Giant. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Rapfest Radio, rapfestradio.com. You know how to say, you will learn us because we are out of control. Can't do any broadcast without that cow in the background. Here we go.
Give me 16 bars, let me introduce myself. The key
keeper of knowledge, the master of wealth, a possession more precious than rubies. No price on my head can subdue me. I relate to understanding, use a friend to common sense. My advice to my lovers has created wealthy men. I distribute long life to whoever I please. Been given ownership over pleasure and peace. I can crown you with honor if you love me. Crown you with shame if you mock me. Those who possess me adore me. Those who ignore me are sorry. I'm the source of legends and stories. Hate arrogance in those who self-glorify. Hate those with pride and deceit in their eyes. I was the first of the Lord's creations. Before the earth was formed, I was created. Who am I? I am wisdom. 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 Who am I? I am wisdom.
I was friends with King Solomon and David, friends with Isaac and Jacob, Abraham and Lot. I advised Noah on the construction of his yacht. I was with Moses as he relayed the Ten Commandments. I saved Joseph, promoted him to high commandment. I wrote with Daniel, and his friends to the flame. And when they emerged, I emerged with them again. I was with Joshua, I devised his war strategies. I told Job, put the Lord before his family. I was in Babel, but then I had to duck out. The people lost their fear of the Lord, that's why I kept out. The tempter should have listened when I told him about Delilah, but he trusted in his own strength, not his advisor. I was known by the prophets like Elijah and Elisha. I stood by Isaiah when he prophesied Messiah. Words from the book of the Lamb I inspire.
Who am I? I am wisdom. 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 Who am I? I am wisdom.
I cry daily for you simpletons. You fools ignore lessons given free for your benefit. You ignore all the evidence. Face facts, you live life in your mind, clearly blinded to the sovereign king. He introduces me. My friendship begins when you reverence him. Start checking in. You liars and cheats, you do dirt in the street. Claim money, power, respect the crowns that you keep. I'm the keeper of all of that. You don't need to look hard, I'll be right when you're searching that. Listen to my counsel, don't refuse it. For failure to acknowledge is the end of your movement. Come to my banquet and feast in my presence. I've prepared you a meal with my spirit as the essence. I'll add many years to you. Outside of my presence, only death can be there for you.
Who am I? I am wisdom. 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 Who am I? I am wisdom.